Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young
people.
Or talk to
old people.
It would make a shot.
Good morning and welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk. I am your host, Susan Lynn McDonald, coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada. A windy day, but you know what? The air is clean. I woke up this morning, and not only that, we have the sun shining on both sides of the street. What can I say? No complaints. As you know, we regularly say that when you start with us in the morning, I'd like for you to get a cup of coffee, a glass of water, some hot tea, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed for the next 27 minutes. Also, I'd like you to get a mirror. And the reason for having that mirror is when you put it in front of you, you're facing yourself. The title for the show today is Read My Lips. And when I say that, I also have a subtitle to it, and it's Do You Want to Know the Truth or Are You Just Asking? And we'll get into that in just a minute. Again, I'd like for you to go ahead and get in a relaxed position so that you can actually hear what we're saying. If you'd like to actually call in, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Again, the number is area code 347-324-5730. When I started to prepare for this show today, as a matter of fact, my co-host won't be here today. She ended up having to have an emergency herself. But it doesn't matter because you know what? We've got her covered in prayer, so she's already taken care of. It doesn't matter what happens on the other side of that. But again, when I got into this portion where it says, read my lips. And you know, a lot of times people are asking you questions, and they really don't want the real answer, but they want you to talk. And for me, when I'm posed a question or if there's a conversation going on and they want to include me, my response is always, are you just asking or do you really want the truth? So that way there's a clarity there. They know that I'm going to tell them the truth. Or if you want me, I even say, do you want me to lie to you? Now that I've kind of changed because you have to be sure you're telling them the right information. There comes times, too, that when you're talking with somebody that you have to curt the conversation or to twist or shift the conversation so that it's actually where the person is not being injured by the response that you're bringing. So you have to be a little bit cognitive. You have to be a little aware of what you're doing because people's lives are very valuable. But outside of that, sometimes you just got to hit them hard and bring it straight to the point. So again, today we're going to talk about read my lips. I see I have a caller on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and bring my caller in, and we're going to get started. Again, if you'd like to call, the phone number is area code 347-324-5730. Join us today. Good morning, caller. I see your number is 702-601-8456. How are you?
Good morning, Mama. Good morning. It's me.
Hey.
It's Lizelle.
How are you?
How are you?
I am amazing, as a matter of fact. You're feeling great this morning, yes?
Yes, I do feel great. I do feel awesome. I feel like
I'm
a big blessing is coming my way.
Uh-oh. That's right. Waking up with that spirit of expectation, expecting
yes.
A good thing to come to you. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, today we're going to be talking about read my lips. And I was talking about the part where a lot of times people have a conversation, you're in the midst of a conversation, or it's just a situation where people will ask you for your opinion. And, you know, we talk a lot of times that and speaking governmental first, that they say if you're an ambassador for a country representing the United States, it's not my opinion that matters, but the opinion of my country or my state or my city. And it comes down to it's not my opinion of what I really feel. But when asked or in a situation where you're asked your opinion, my response is, do you want to know the truth or are you just asking? Let's talk about that. How do you feel about that? When we say read my lips, saying exactly what you mean, the way you meant it, but wanting a response, and would you want the truth or would you want something that would kind of candy coat it over?
Well, my thoughts about it that is that also, like, number one of the things that I always say to people when I talk to them and I cannot get my point across is that there's one thing about hearing you speak and also listening to you speak. So some people, they get, you know, it's almost like, to me, it's like routine. They, and a lot of these people that I deal with in business especially, like, they're trained to ask people, oh, their opinion and stuff, but they're not, a lot of them are so wrapped up in their own thoughts and their own ideas that they don't listen to the person. They ask them a question, but they don't really listen. So when you say, read my lips, it's like getting, to me, it's getting their attention to listen to what the message is really, to what the message is getting across.
Right. Wow. And, so what do you think that neglect is from? Is it, you know, we have people that have selective hearing, is what I say. Are you hearing, are you listening or are you hearing? Are you understanding?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, versus understanding the conversation that you're having. In getting a point across, sometimes you have to kind of dialogue a little bit. But, you know, there's also people that go around the bush. They just run, run. And by the time you get to the point of the conversation, for me, I've forgotten what you were talking about because you've run around the bush, and I'm one of those that are straight to the point. You know, I need you to tell me what you want, the way you want it, and see if I can meet that need. If I can't meet the need, I will make that point. I will get that point across myself. Or I'll actually verbalize it a little more to get more details to see if I'm able to meet that need. What do you say to that?
Well, a lot of times, too, there's a lot of emotions involved why people are not able to listen. And I know one thing, like for me in the past, it's like, you know, insecurities and uncertainty of really what is the message you're trying to get across to the other person.
Right.
Also, you know, and also fear of, you know, not being approved, not receiving an approval of your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you ask them, well, what do you think? But really in your head, you already know, you're already telling yourself, he's not going to approve, this person's not going to agree, this person, you know, is already, you're already anticipating that the answer is wrong or the answer is not agreeing to you. And that way, it kind of like it clouds your mind from listening to what is actually the person saying. And, you know, and so a lot of times, you know, when you go into a conversation with a person, you really have to focus on what is it really that you want to talk about with this person first, rather than just jump on and say, well, you know, this and this and that, and then, so what do you think? You know, but then your mind is still clouded with all the information you have in your head, and you have no room to accept someone else's and, you know, someone else's information.
So that sounds like people prejudging the conversation before they actually get out what they're trying to say. You know, you've already formed
that's
an
exactly
opinion.
What I mean. That's exactly
right.
What
formed
I mean.
Formed an opinion. Right.
Yes.
And you know what? And when you form an opinion prior to a person giving you the full information, what you do is you cut off the possibilities of open dialogue.
Yes. Yes.
Because you formed the opinion of your own self. You didn't wait for the. It's literally like having a blank slate, and allowing someone to write on the blank slate so that there's a full understanding of what it is that you're actually going to be dealing with. Then being the other portion is not prejudging what the conversation is. Take it for what it is. Don't try to answer your own questions before the question is posed. And, you know, you think about it sometimes how, like in court. Now, that's one thing that an attorney has to do. He's got to read body language. He's got to read this, that, and the other in order to see where he's going in his, whether it's the defense or not. But the other portion of that is, too, in a conversation with people, the main key that I, especially with reading my lips, read my lips, what I'm saying, if you don't take the time to hear, not just hear, wait. Remember we talked about this recently. Asking a question, posing a question, or making a statement, then wait, stop. Wait for the answer to come. Because if not, you're jumping over the other person, and you're missing their point, but you're also missing what it is that makes that conversation a relationship. Go ahead.
Yes.
What do you say?
Well, like, for example, Mom, okay. So two people disagree on something. You hurt my feelings, I hurt your feelings. And a lot of times, because we let our pride get in the way and we think like it's the other person's fault, it's so hard to confront the situation with the other person. Knowing if you have it in your head already that you are not at fault and that person's at fault. So, you know, for a lot of people, because you're, you know, you God really created you with good nature, You would make the effort to see if you can patch things up and you can clarify. So then you make the first step when you come to the person and you say, okay, well, you did this, you did that, and you hurt my feelings and all blah, 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 blah. So you say all that thing, all those things to that person, but then you are so wrapped up in your own emotions that you know for a fact that he hurt your feelings that you neglect to hear exactly what the other person is saying. And, you know, like his side of the story. And so, you know, you may look at the person and you may read his lips, but you're not really listening to exactly what that person is saying. You know, so it just gets all wrapped up in our own personal emotions that, you know, we neglect to read the lips of the other person or what they're, like, what the message is really, what they're trying to point out.
One of the things that you just said that was pretty pretty profound, you said a lot of times pride and emotion get in the way, you know, your emotional self. And even in the Bible it says if you cannot resolve a conversation or an event or a situation, go to the elders. And when that takes place, I know for myself, even with my children, when there's an issue going on, I allow them to work through it first. And if I see that they're going around the bush again and they're not getting to the resolve, then I step in to bring more of an to bring the wisdom into it, because a lot of times the emotion and the pride cause wisdom to fly out the window and you can't hear each other. And in not hearing each other, really hearing, there's a difference again in hearing and listening. You know, and if you're not able to come to a conclusion or resolve, there has to be a third person to come in to hear both sides of it. You know, we were talking about Solomon, and just to use that scenario where one of the women, there are two women that had babies, and one of the women actually rolled over on the baby. And what she did is she switched her baby out with the woman that was near her, that the baby was still alive. And going on to Solomon, they both went. And in his infinite wisdom, the wisdom of God that had to have dropped on him immediately, he said, no problem. You said you have a baby. You said you have a baby. Cut the baby in half and give each one of them a baby. Well, with him making that command, the woman that jumped up and said, no, don't worry about it. Give her the baby. It's her baby. It's her baby. Well, it brought it to the attention and the infinite wisdom, the godly wisdom. Solomon knew that the baby belonged to the woman that was willing to give the baby up as not to destroy the baby's life, and took it from the mother that had actually injured her own baby. Now, That is such wisdom. That is the thing that we have to be able to acquire and also use that in every situation. What is the, there's a truth, there's a lie, and then there's a middle ground. Everything is not black and white. So we have to also have sometimes a third person to come in the discussion so that we can actually make a difference and be of wise counsel.
Right.
I like what you said, though, the part of getting emotional. Go ahead and talk about that again. Getting so emotional in the conversation that really, you know what, you end up losing what the original conversation was about.
Yeah, you get, because, you know, we're humans, and, you know, God made us to have all of these emotions, you know, that went through our bodies. So, and we have, you know, and he gave us the gift of free will. So anything that comes across our way in our lives, whether we like it or not, we get emotional about it. So it's the same
right.
thing also as, for example, you put a bet in the lottery and you want to you have a ticket. And, you know, you're watching, what the numbers come out, and then you're so anxious about winning. You know that your ticket is going to win, and you see the numbers come out. But then you're like, you're so wrapped up in the idea that I'm going to win this ticket that you miss the point that you're missing two or three numbers. But you see the first two, and like, this is
uh-huh.
it. This is my, you know, this is my ticket. I'm winning, you know. So then you get up and you tell everybody you won, and you're so wrapped up in that idea. And then when everything subsided and you actually look at the papers and you see like, oh. Okay, I'm
yes,
risking two or three, you know. So again, I don't know if you can see the relation to reading my lips, but then you get so emotional about it, you kind of stop where in the middle of the message,
right?
You know, and you get wrapped up and you shut off.
Right. Yeah, it's like a
yeah. So it works
in
both
for
ways.
The flow to take place.
Yes, it's both ways. And then also, like, you know, when God says, know that I am God and be still,
mm-hmm.
some people wouldn't sit still. They would still keep going, and then they'll hit a, you know, they'll hit a wall and say, like, God, why am I here? Why did I hit a wall? And then, you know, then God will tell them, well, because I told you, be still, and you did not,
right.
you kept moving.
Exactly.
So, you know, so even God communicates with us that way. Like, you have to read my lips. When I tell you, be still, don't move, you know,
right.
like that.
Yeah, and, you
so,
know, the key to that is then you don't cause the mistakes and the problems that come with having to apologize. And that's one of the things, you know, one of my big things. Don't say I'm sorry. You're not sorry. You apologize.
Okay.
Because with an apology, there's room for growth, room to fix the situation. When you say I'm sorry, It the world tells you you're sorry, and they tell you the negative side. But when you apologize, you leave the opportunity to make a difference. You know, it's been a good conversation with you, and I want to do this, continue this on. We have our Dr. Phil, basically, which is Dr. Hilton, that you've been here before, and she'll
yes.
be with us here on Friday. So I'd like for you to send me some questions that you'd like to pose to her for Friday, because you had an amazing
okay.
time with her the other day. Anyone out there that would like to pose questions to get your answers, not only is she a woman of God, but she also is in the profession as a psychologist. And to just get the right answers, to get a bold conversation that's going to meet your need exactly where you are and where you want to go, we try to put a lot of things in front of you that you can get the answers you need. As you know, this is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and I am your host, Susan Lynn McDonald. I want to thank my guests, my honey bunny, my daughter. I want to thank you for joining me, because I want us to be able to have communication that we can take with us, not only help us, but for other people that come into our lives. This is not a selfish thing, and it's not
yes.
a thing that's just for one person. It is a roadmap, just as the Bible was written. It's just a roadmap for us to follow. And if we don't follow the map, and if we don't read the book, then we don't have the answers that we need. Do you have anything else you'd like to comment on before we close out today?
So I just wanna thank you for allowing me to share my thoughts, and and allowing me to be on the show. I really enjoy it. I always look forward to this day that I get to call in and listen to you, to the first ladies, because I learned so much, and I am just very hungry for wisdom right now, and I thank God for that gift of expectation every day and the gift of understanding and word, and I'm always hungry and always thirsty for his messages.
Good.
So I thank you.
Well, those are the things that keep us growing daily. So I want to thank you for calling in. And everyone, just to let you know, we're here every Monday and Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Join us. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio, and I'd like to thank our sponsors, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization dealing with anything that's traumatic to you, be it if you've lost a job, whatever it is. But most of all, if you ever feel that you're at the position of feeling suicidal is what it actually stemmed from and originally, that's at the depths of darkness. Call us. It's a 24-hour number, 702-683-6373. Again, it's a 24-hour number. You're not going to talk to a VRU. And you can actually get some of your answers. But if nothing else, we're non-judgmental. We will listen. You can call us at 702-683-6373. Have an amazing day. I thank you for joining us. And you as my guest, Lizelle, thank you so much for joining me and dialoguing that another woman or another person is able to actually be blessed because of your words. Have a great day. I look forward to seeing you. And here we go. We're out of here until Friday.
Have a great day. Love you too.
Bye-bye.